Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets with an audio boo from me to you. So here it is, a year later, actually a year and a day later, because I'm actually one day late already for the dog days of podcasting here in the year of our Lord 2013. So last year, on a dare from some of my fellow internet friends, I took on doing a audio boo every day, basically for the month of August. And so I'm going to do that again this year, although, like I say, I'm one day late. So I'm going to go ahead and record this one and another one. And over the next day or two here, I'll catch up. And I'm going to talk about various technologies, and some of them may be kind of surprising to you in terms of the technology. So today's podcast is something that is something of late that has really occupied a lot of my time and effort, and kind of is a maker skill of a sort, but not maybe one that you think of normally. I've started doing a lot of tying of paracord. Paracord's a fascinating kind of, material. It's actually originally the cord from parachutes that was the inspiration for this. And you see a lot of things out there that are survival bracelets and things like that made of paracord. And indeed, if you are in a true survival kind of a situation, having a good length of paracord could certainly be very good for you in terms of your actual survival. So I'm not sure how many people who actually walk around with survival bracelets would actually be able to survive with them, but it certainly couldn't hurt. And you can use it for various and sundry types of things, including making bracelets, key fobs, lanyards, all kinds of things like that. It's a fascinating kind of material. It's a nylon. Real paracord is a nylon sheath with seven strings internal. So it's very, very strong and can hold, I believe the 550 nomenclature that comes with it means that it can hold 550 pounds of weight. I guess I'll have to look up in Wiki and see if I'm incorrect in that, but I believe that's what that means. You can get that as the normal sized paracord. There's a heavier duty one that's a 650. There's a 350 paracord that you can buy that is a less in diameter and doesn't have as many internal strings. And you can knot this up. You can go out and do various kinds of video searches for various ways that you can tie together lanyards and bracelets of various sorts. And I have taken to this just as a thing to do while I'm watching TV, or I can even, since it's very repetitive, the knotting, once you get used to doing it, you can actually do this while you're watching a video of some sort. So I can actually tie my paracord knots while I'm actually watching a YouTube video of another sort. My wife keeps on saying that I'm really knitting. I'm just not using knitting needles. I'm using my fingers to do the knitting. Although, one of the things that I may talk about this later is actually using a knitting needle as a way to kind of get your paracord into a format that it's easy to carry around and readily available when you need to use it. Comes in big hanks of like 100 yards, or not 100 yards, 100 feet of paracord typically, or 50 feet lengths of paracord. You can also buy little prepackaged lengths at 16 feet. And with 16 feet of paracord, you can tie yourself a typical square knot type of bracelet that would be big enough to fit around my larger, fat guy wrist. So I'm sure it would fit around yours. So you can tie yourself a paracord bracelet that would be about 7 inches to 8 inches, something like that, with the 16 feet. So that's a little bit about paracord. And I am really interested in the various knots and things like that. I'll put some links in show notes that you can find at MrGadgets.com. Until then, we're coming to the end of the audio boo. I remind you, go out there and do something to make something do something. Bye.